Okay, let's go.
Hey, we're burning a boat deck. Shut up! Good morning to you, wherever you are. It is morning somewhere! For April 9th, my name is Finn Burns. I love my mom so much. Standing right over there, there's my mom, which I love very much.
Wow. Well, if your goal was to make my heart explode this morning, great success.
There's nothing that makes Ashley's heart swell more than child labor early on a Tuesday. She loved it. Well, Ashley, I did say at one point that I would have our 4-year-old Finn do the intro as part of a stretch goal for our Patreon. So congratulations. You hit your first stretch goal on your Patreon. We started a Patreon.
First and only.
There will be no other stretch goals. We're going to keep it as simple as possible. So, everybody, we have started a Patreon.
At patreon.com/morningsomewhere.
I'm sorry, what was that, Ashley?
Patreon.com/morningsomewhere.
So, as we have done this podcast for the last 3 months, it's been a really fun endeavor, and we cannot thank people enough for how much they have supported us and tuning in every day. It's been an absolute blast. But we're at a crossroads now where we have to figure out, because we're immigrants in this country.
We're on a visa, and we need to justify that visa.
And we want to keep the podcast going. Personally, for me, I want to see if we can keep this thing ad-free as long as we possibly can. I want to say I'm not going to take away from anyone who does ads on their podcast. I think the advertisers have been really great for what they have enabled an entire generation of creators to do and to achieve. That being said, this is my number one podcast. This is the one I listen to more than any other.
I hope so.
Because I edit it every single day. And I had this experience recently where I went back to catch up on some podcasts that I had fallen off of. And when I hit play, it was like right into ads. And I thought, oh, right, that's what this is like. So it's not so much for me as a creator or as a like a business person who works in entertainment. I don't mind reading that stuff. But as a listener, I have to recognize the fact that it's like it takes away from the experience. So our Patreon's really simple. It is a basic tier, which is if you want to buy Ashley and Bernie a coffee. And if you want to try to help to keep the podcast ad free for everybody else.
Yep. And support my chicken habit.
And if at some point in the future, if we have to do ads, at the very least, the people in that tier will be able to maintain the ad-free experience for themselves.
Yes, you'll get guaranteed ad-free, but ideally, we'd like to use the Patreon to keep the show ad-free for absolutely everybody.
And hopefully we'll do that as long as we can. Yeah, as long as we can.
And then we'll also have a tier where we do a little bit more of the Patreon stuff, exclusive content. We've talked, some ideas back and forth on the podcast before. Movie nights, that kind of thing, Q&As. So that's where you'll find that. And you can check the Patreon, and it'll have all the details for that.
And I'll be honest with you, we're very much figuring out things as we go, because the world of content creation now is very different than when we started. And, we had a big thing around us for a really long period of time. So we'll probably be adding to that as we go as well. But if you're interested in those different tiers and what's offered in that bonus tier, please check out
Patreon.com/morningsomewhere.
And we'll put a link to that in Linked Up, and the link will probably end up in all of our audio descriptions as well. But we really do appreciate everyone's support. It is just me and Ashley. We are very much a family business.
When people say, like, you know, we're a family, we mean it.
We literally mean it. And as a thank you for anyone who signs up for the Patreon, by Saturday, by the time Friday ends somewhere in the world, we were trying to figure out what time zone. And I said, let's just do the last time zone on Earth.
Like as Friday finally dies in the final time zone.
If you sign up in there, we have a special gift for you. If you stay signed up through the end of May. So sign up in the next week by the end of the week, Friday, and then stay signed up through the end of May. We have a gift, which is a special, unique, limited edition commemorative coin to say thank you for being one of the initial sponsors of the podcast. You can join the Co-Founders Club, which will be special edition coin, which has the Morning Somewhere logo on it, the Co-Founders Club banner, and then our own Scottish Wildcat, Mr. Mush, on the back.
Our mascot.
Like, we don't know exactly how many of these to make. We're going to figure that out in the next week. So we don't want this to be a limited quantity kind of a thing. We don't want people to get up at 4 a.m. and have to refresh a bunch to do it. If you want one of these, we want you to have it. Just sign up for the Patreon by the end of the week and then hold on to your subscription all the way through the end of May. And then we might charge you a little bit for shipping depending on where you are in the world, but we'll figure that out as we go as well.
Yes, and it's a fun coin. If you've seen any of Bernie's challenge coins, they're a lot of fun. This one won't be available ever again after this week.
All right, but thank you very much. If you want to find out any other information about it, just go to patreon.com/morningsummer. All right, let's do a podcast today, Ashley.
We should do a podcast.
All right, what's going on in the news today? Have you read about Elon Musk's robo-taxi?
Sort of. So am I right in that he announced an announcement?
He said that they're going to announce the robo-taxi service on 8/8/24. So August 8th is when they're going to let us know what this is. But they actually talked about it back in 2019. And he said at the time that it was going to be available by 2020 and you'd be able to use this feature.
Best laid plans.
Yeah, best laid. Well, I always say, even when I was a huge Tesla proponent and would talk about it on the podcast a lot, I would say, like, don't believe Elon Musk when he says a date for anything. Because my car, which I bought in 2012, was supposed to be full self-driving at any point in time. And it never really happened for my car. And I found out later, it was never going to happen for my car. My car didn't have the hardware to do it. But the feature for this is the robo-taxi is you get out of your full self-driving Tesla, you walk into work or the store or whatever, and you set your car on robo-taxi mode. And I guess there'll be an app where people can hail the car and your car will just go to work in its idle time.
So I like that idea and I strongly dislike that idea at the same time. On the one hand, it would be really nice to not have to worry about parking when you go to work, right? You get out of your car and instead of having to use a parking garage, you just send your car to work as well. That seems cool and like it could really cut down on the need for parking infrastructure in cities. On the other hand, is there going to be a surcharge for all the dirty, weird shit people might do in your car?
Yeah. Well, I mean, is that a concern though? Because it's just like, essentially it's just like an Uber, but without any kind of supervision. That sounded terrible as soon as I said it. Yes. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was trying to make a justification for it. And that just sounded like a rationale for never doing this ever. Yeah,
exactly. So it could be, that could be very, very weird. But you know,
there's lots to consider. What about crimes? Things like that, you know?
Right. If someone commits a crime in your car because it's out on robo-taxi mode, what's your liability?
I'm smelling a sequel to Baby Driver.
Yeah. you know what I would like, though, is that I'd actually like to hear from someone maybe in San Francisco, because I know that in San Francisco there are robo-taxis.
I don't want to hear from everybody in San Francisco.
The only reason I know that, though, is because I keep seeing headlines about people setting them on fire.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. I hear about, you know, like people like, you know, rioters or protesters or something setting robo-taxis on fire. It seems like setting them, like arson, is the throwing the Lime scooters in the bay of robo-taxis.
Just imagine somebody gets in the car.
Where are you going today, sir?
I'm going straight to the bottom of the river. Drive there as soon as you can, robo-taxi.
I'm on it.
Well, we'll see how it goes. In an ideal utopian world, this would be amazing. Because if your car is sitting there idle, why not have it make money for you? That would be fantastic. I just don't think we live in that world. You know, I think I try to think about all the things that people will do to abuse this. One of the things I keep coming back to, which is so rudimentary, which is I can't find a parking space. I got to run downtown. I got to run in somewhere. Most of the time people just pull over and they put on their hazard lights, which is like the indicator of like, I know I'm breaking the law, but I'm just going to turn on these lights and that makes it okay. Now,
guilty. I've absolutely done that.
Everyone's done that at some point. It's like I'm only going to break the law for 5 minutes.
Like I know I shouldn't be stopping, but
what I envision is the person in that car will just go, okay, go do a job. By the way, your rate is $200 an hour, you know? And so nobody hails your car. And your car just circles the block because you can't find a parking space.
Right. So in a weird way, it could end up creating more traffic.
Could create tons of traffic.
Like cars with no one in them just driving in circles.
Yeah. Waiting for their human to be done.
Weirdly dystopian. It is funny, though, how many things there are that seem like a good idea until you add people.
That's not a bad way to put that. It's like every plan is perfect until the people show up.
Yeah, basically.
All right. There's a lot of stuff we have to catch up on in the news. You want to do a quick lightning round? Do you want to talk about your dude who ran across Africa? What is that?
So there's this guy. He's a British guy. He just finished running across the entirety of Africa to
brag about it.
And which you go
which
like,
way?
North, south.
Really?
Well, he began at the southernmost point and ran all the way north through Tunisia. Let me see.
You know, Africa is a massive continent. Our maps don't show it accurately. And there's a lot of explanations for why that is, or a lot of theories behind it. But if you look at these comparisons of the continent of Africa to other continents, you'd be amazed at how many of the other continents fit within Africa. We'll put a link to the link to them.
It's a lot. The distance that he ran was 16,000 kilometers, which translates in freedom units to 9,941 miles. He did a total of 376 marathons. So he did more than a marathon every single day for a year. That's a lot of running.
It's a ton of running. I can't imagine, like Forrest Gump.
It is like Forrest Gump, isn't it? Because he just like ran and ran and ran.
Did he have a massive beard at the end of this thing?
He does have a massive beard at the end of this thing.
You know what I always associate with the massive beard and the big change? Did he weigh like 5 pounds at the end of this too?
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty lean. You should see his legs though. The muscles are just like ropes.
Yeah, I can imagine that. When I think about like experiences that change people physically the most, it seems like Appalachian?
I saw a video, I think it's Appalachian. I saw a girl, she was talking about being from the area, and she said Appalachian, and I was like, what? I've just learned something, because my entire life I pronounced it as Appalachian.
I said Appalachian my whole life, too. Although, the other day, we were talking about the Tropicana closing, and I said Nevada, and someone from Nevada corrected me.
I've had the same correction from people in Raleigh, North Carolina. I said Raleigh once, and they were like, no, you don't.
It's Raleigh.
It's Raleigh.
Raleigh. But the Appalachian Trail.
Appalachian?
Appalachian. The Appalachian Trail, that trail that runs like basically along the entire East Coast, but in a bit to the Appalachian Mountains. By the time people finish that, they all look like they've lost about 50% of their body weight and have a gigantic beard. It's a beard that they only grow on that trail. I don't know what it is.
Well, I feel like you have to get into the Appalachian spirit. There's actually an author, Bill Bryson. He's a travel writer, and he wrote a book called A Walk in the Woods about doing the Appalachian Trail, and just reading it was exhausting. I felt like I was getting sores on my feet reading the book. It seems like one of those really grueling things that people put themselves through for funsies.
I mean, we're talking about this. This guy ran, it was a year he did this to run the entirety of Africa. The weird thing about this story is I felt like I didn't hear about it till he was done. Like, I didn't hear about people tracking his progress or anything like that.
I get that, but I feel like a lot of these things, we hear about them at the end because a lot of people will start a challenge like that. Not many people are going to finish a challenge like that. So credit to
good him. Call. Yeah. Good call. So while we're talking about Appalachians, years ago, I read this story on... Do we have time to talk about this? Can I talk about this?
Yeah, talk about it.
So on Drew Curtis's Fark.com, I've been talking to Drew, by the way. He might be an upcoming guest for Morning Someone.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we just got to figure out how to do it. I got to figure out how to get close to him so we don't have the international delay for the podcast.
You're going to sneak up on him.
I'll put
Surprise,
up with that.
It's
with,
a podcast.
I'm just going to pop up one day. I'll pop up in a robo-taxi. I'm here. But on Drew Curtis's Fark.com, there was a thread, which is just like, it was a prompt. What's the creepiest thing that's ever happened to you? And it was a guy who was trying to travel between two towns, and there was a mountain in the way, one of the Appalachian Mountains. You grew up around mountains, right?
I did. To get to my high school, I had to take the pass or the canyon. Either way, I was going through a mountain.
And it's one of those things, if you grow up around mountains, you can be very close to things, but you're very far away by roads because you can't go through the mountain. That was the case for this guy, and he decided to take the less established mountain path to get there. It's still a road, like a country road, but he decided to do that. It was the middle of the night. He goes, screw it, I'll just go through the mountains. It'll shave an hour off my drive time. And the way he tells the story is he rounded a corner. He was, you know, booking along. Everything was fine. Turned the corner and there was a car accident.
Oh,
and
God.
Like the cars were all like, you know, next to each other. There were people laying down in the road and they were appeared to be injured. And he thought, oh my God, what the hell happened here? And he went to stop and he goes, you know what? I can't really stop right here. I'm going to pull forward past him and then come back and help. So he kind of like wound his way slowly with his car through the scene of the accident, like past the people. And I think if memory serves, he had some kind of like paramedic experience or something. And he was watching the people as he went by, like looking at them to see if they were okay. And something didn't seem right to him. And he got a really weird feeling. And about 20 yards down the road past the accident, he stopped and he looked back through his rear window and illuminated by his brake lights. So the red, you know, going down the country road in the middle of the mountains, he looks back and all the people who were laying the road were now all sitting up looking at his car.
Oh my God.
And like 20 people had come from the sides of the road and were all staring at his car.
Oh my God. Like modern highway.
I got a chill just thinking about that.
Do you think they were sitting there like, how rude?
I'm sure they thought like one that got away.
He didn't stop. That's rude.
The crazy thing is I just think all the time about that guy. Like what would have happened if he stopped? That story has stuck with me for probably 23, 24 years. I've thought about that story on a regular basis. It's just the creepiest sounding thing that ever happened to a person.
It does. It sounds like the beginning of a scary movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or they were the very end of one for one character in particular. So that guy is so lucky he didn't stop. All right. What else is going on in the news right now, Ashley?
A couple of quick things. Just a heads up for anyone who's been looking forward to the Fallout TV show, because we certainly have. They just announced that they're releasing every episode tomorrow. So they're actually dropping the Fallout show a day early. Super excited for this one. I can't wait. We'll see if we get kidnapped by hill people in the show.
Let's get dragged into a vault by a ghoul or something like that. It's the illumination by the brake lights, which
is the red, right? The red light just like takes it to another level.
Well, while we're talking about media, two big things are coming up that I'm interested in. One is they're both on the same day. They're both on the 17th of May. If you live in the U.S., one is Billie Eilish has a new album coming out May 17th. It's Hit Me Hard and Soft.
Okay.
It is being released the same day as the Amy Winehouse biopic in the U.S. Oddly enough, that Amy Winehouse biopic is coming out in the U.K. on the 12th of April. So it's coming out this week for us here, but it won't be out in the U.S. until the 17th of May.
Well, lucky us.
When did movies come out first in countries besides the U.S.? I feel like that started, or I noticed it with Marvel. Like they were coming out a week ahead globally and then in the U.S. second. To me, growing up, there was always the U.S. and then other territories next.
I always feel like it depends very much on holidays because sort of the off-school periods and such, they don't fall necessarily in the same times in the U.S. and other areas. So if it's close to a holiday, maybe they'll just try and get in there and get a little bit of that extra holiday box office in another country before it hits the U.S.
I can't think of a bigger family movie than the Amy Winehouse. That'll be a great one. The kids are out of school.
Make sure you hit the holidays.
That we'll go do a double feature of that and Civil War, which I'm excited about that movie coming out. It's this weekend. I'm excited about it, but not for reasons that I should be.
Like, okay.
I think it's going to be an important movie, but I can't say that I'm like really jazzed about seeing it or the impact it's going to have on people. I'm worried it's going to have a negative cultural impact. I have no rationale for that other than the subject matter that they're trying to tackle in it.
Yeah, that's fair. Especially like this year, it almost feels like too close to home.
Exploitive? Is that a word you would use in this case?
It depends on how they handle it, but potentially, yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of problems going on with tribalism everywhere in the world. American politics, definitely. I'm just worried, you know, it's like those aren't flames that I want to fan, you know?
Sure, yeah.
But we'll see. Nonetheless, I'm excited about it. Quick wrap up. You want to talk about your DS thing?
Oh, yes. So Nintendo has just shut off the online services for Wii and 3DS, which I wasn't too gutted about because it's been a long time since I've even seen where my 3DS is hidden in a drawer somewhere. But then someone mentioned online Street Pass was part of that.
Yeah.
And that made me go, oh, wow, because Street Pass.
Can I explain what Street Pass was to
people
who don't know? So basically, you had your little handheld DS that would go with you places, and if you passed someone else on the street who had it, they would connect to each other, and then their little avatar would show up in your Street Pass world saying, hey, I just met you, even though I didn't meet you. And you would go, oh, look at this person. That it was really fun at conventions because you would get people you know sometimes.
Yes. And so you could, these people would show up in your Street Pass game and you would like, you'd be on a quest or something and they would help you on your quest. And sometimes you get exclusive things at events. Yeah. Like you might get like Miyamoto might turn up on your 3DS.
Yeah,
and how
yeah.
cool would that be? And I think I got like Reggie at a PAX or something like that. It was really exciting. And it was a fun time. We got really into it for a long time. And it makes me sad that it's shut off, not because I've used it in a long time, but because I don't think we'll see anything quite like that again. Having like a Street Pass on your phone or something doesn't quite feel the same. It was a really cool, really unique experience to have.
Also, I think that people are a little bit more savvy about things that track them where they go and provide evidence that they were in a certain place at a certain time. Like, there's just no reason to have that kind of thing.
Right. Like, you know, in 3DS era, that was fun, and now it would be creepy.
Remember the whole social media platform that was just that? Like, you just tracked yourself everywhere you went?
Like Foursquare?
Foursquare,
be
yeah.
Be a mayor? You'd be the mayor of your coffee shop on Foursquare?
And that was a fucking big deal to people. And I remember at the time, for about a week and a half, I was like, oh, I'm the mayor of the coffee shop next to my place. I'm like, why do I care about this? It was really strange, but I'm with you. I don't think you're going to have anything like that again.
Yeah. So RIP to Street Pass.
All right. And wrapping up here today, I do want to give a breaking news announcement. Ashley, this is from CBS Channel 2 News in Chicago. This was an article updated on April 8th, 2024. That's yesterday at 3:50 p.m. Central Time.
So about 2 hours post eclipse, right?
And the headline, that's important because the headline is, check your eclipse glasses, Illinois Health Department, warning of recall.
Great!
Information that would have been great to have about 3 hours yeah. earlier.
Information appreciated, would have appreciated it 3 hours ago. I also saw that there were some hardware stores like Lowe's that are refusing returns on welding.
I saw
like
that.
Welding helmets, like people would buy welding helmets so that they could look at the eclipse and then wanted to just return the welding helmets to Lowe's.
Why wouldn't you though? I mean, who cares? Why wouldn't Lowe's allow that? I mean, you sold it to the people to watch the eclipse. You know you were selling them the day before.
Yeah, but they like it's not about what you're buying it for. It's that you bought it, right?
You're pulling a fast one?
Yeah, you're pulling a fast one. You're being cheeky.
I mean, if they used it to go weld stuff and then tried to return it, that would be a little different than just putting it on to watch the eclipse.
And still got worn.
I guess so.
Still got your face all over.
Notice they didn't cut off the sales before the eclipse.
I do notice that, yes.
They just stopped the return.
Weird how that works, isn't it?
Funny how it works. Okay, well, that does it for us today. I do want to say thank you very much to everyone who has supported this podcast for the last 3 months with your viewership and your participation. We really appreciate it. One of the things we've heard on a regular basis is how happy people were to have us back after a 4-year hiatus from not being on mic or on camera. And we felt the same way, yeah. Just so you know.
It's good for us to be back. We've enjoyed this process as well.
We really have. And we really do appreciate your support. We hope you'll check out the Patreon. Where is that, Ashley?
That's patreon.com/morningsomewhere.
We hope you'll check that out as well. We do want to thank Nate B, who has supported the podcast this week and made it ad-free for the rest of our listeners. Thank you, Nate B. We also had a Nate G this week, which is a crazy coincidence that we'd have those two names.
I smell a conspiracy.
Well, Nate B has a very unique last name, and I would love to say it, but he just wanted to be credited as Nate B. So, Nate B, thank you very much.
You know, I heard that Nate B fought a Scottish wildcat.
And really?
And lived.
He lived to tell the tale all by himself. Nate B, what a legend. All right. Thank you, Nate B. We appreciate it. All right. Well, that does it for us today, April 9th, 2024. We will be back to talk to you tomorrow. We hope you'll be here as well.
Bye, everybody.